The bells on the church here in Sutton Courtenay have just struck 11 o'clock. And this is now the official beginning of the 7th annual meetup called the 1984 Symposium at Eric Arthur Blair, aka George Orwell's graveside. And once again, not wanting to tempt fate, it's a glorious, glorious day. The summer is here in full swing. There are light, fluffy clouds giving momentary shelter from a blazing sun. I'm wearing a wide-brimmed hat because I felt like my neck was burning whilst I was setting up in preparation for people who may wander on by and those that have actually arranged to be here. I've had a couple of people visit internationally. This year I think it's going to be mainly local people. And when I say local people, people from the UK. It was quite impressive with the Snowden stuff kicking off last year. We had people from all over the world descending on this spot, on this day. But it's normally a low-key affair. A few sandwiches, always a light aircraft or helicopter or two flying overhead. A beer, which I gutted that I left in the fridge. So I'm hoping somebody might have a spare so we can toast, sup, eat and discuss everything around 1984-ness, Big Brother. Or Big Data, as we're calling it now. And the pros and cons of the access to and sharing of masses of data. If I can recall some of the conversations we had last year, and there is a set of collected conversations from this meetup. If you go to audioboo.net, that will link to my Audioboo account. And if you look in my playlists, there's a playlist entitled 1984. We used to hashtag everything #1984, but we now use #1984symposium because for some reason Twitter doesn't allow numbers only anymore in hashtags. And there's a few videos, live streams, videos, audio, photos of the collected conversations. And it's interesting to see how our behaviour changes over the years. I'm definitely sharing more this year compared to last year. And yet, I'm continually aware. But I'm also sharing to more private channels this year, and I'm sure this will crop up more in conversation later on. I remember Dr. John Perivaralis talking about his concerns, maybe, or his scepticism of automatic wearable cameras. Mainly, I believe, in the guise of the Google Glass and Momoto, as it was going to be called, but the narrative clip, as it is in fact called now. And interestingly, he got a narrative clip before I did. I believe I had an autographer, and I've had both now, lost both. So time definitely moves pretty quickly when it comes to this technology and these devices and our uses of them. And I might go into more detail about my findings regarding those devices, as I have done on the pages of The Guardian and on the pages of my blog at documentally.com. A couple of people tweeting that they are making a beeline for here. I'm looking forward to eating something, getting a bit peckish, just supping coffee and maintaining and turning the solar panels, of which we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can never have enough power, I find, at a graveside. One of them is powering the Wi-Fi. Another one is powering the local area network, which is a pirate box that has a chat room and multiple shared kind of files on there. There's all kinds of files you can share, but you can also kind of have a private chat. And I say private in inverted commas, because if you're using a network device when you're typing into it to comment on a chat room that exists on a private, non-internet connected network, then your data is probably being scraped, especially if you're using something like Siri to type. I find it interesting looking at people using encrypted apps and then speaking into their device and the words going up to a server and then coming back down as text so that they continue their encrypted conversation. Don't do it. There is somebody working towards me, purposefully, a familiar face, someone who I'm sure will be on audio shortly. So I'm going to welcome them and I'm going to say cheerio to you for now.